Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's a different type of vibe this morning. I'm going to do my high school football video special today. And today I'm going to highlight Cedar Grove High School in their football program. And kudos to all the teachers, coaches, and parents of that great high school. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning here on 100 Yards Football. Cedar Grove High School, which is about, I say, 30 minutes from my home here in Douglasville, Georgia, which all of us are located in the metro Atlanta area. But I want to give special thanks to the high school located at 2360 River Road over there in Ellenwood, Georgia. Zip code 30294. And the reason that I want to give this school kudos is that there was an article in the AJC this past weekend by the great Orlando Ledbetter, writer of the AJC. And I came away very impressed. And the article was about Cedar Grove High School and the foundation of what they've done with their football program. And this year, they had three young men that got drafted into the 2022 NFL draft. And two of the young men got drafted locally here by the Atlanta Falcons. And I want to look at the school. I remember moving here in 1996 into the metro Atlanta area from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. And I moved here in October. And one of the few things is that I met some people who said that Cedar Grove had a great thing going over there. And they produced Deion Glover, who went on became a first-round pick in the NBA draft, played at University of Georgia. And they had a gentleman by the name of Reggie Johnson that played at the University of Tennessee basketball from 1976 to 1980. And I didn't know he had attended Cedar Grove. He was a real good basketball player. And then they had Marcus McNeil, who went to Auburn, who ended up playing in the National Football League as an offensive tackle for a while. But here recently, I really didn't know what they had going on over at Cedar Grove. And the young man that built it was Mr. Jimmy Smith. He's not at the school now, but he came there in 2012, ended up becoming the head coach, won two state championships in 2016, 2018. Went to the semifinals in 2015, 2017 with Cedar Grove. But most of all, he got his coaching job on the college level at Georgia State. He was the running backs coach of the Georgia State team that upset Tennessee a couple of years ago. And in that game, Georgia State had over 213 yards rushing. And Coach Smith at his time at Cedar Grove went 6-7 and 14-1. Now, I'm going to tell you how God in this plan. Coach Smith right now is the running back coach of the school that I graduated from. Ooh, pig, suing. He's at the University of Arkansas, and I hear he's doing a great job. But doing my back channel work, he's out of Darlington, South Carolina. And he ended up playing quarterback at Tennessee State University? Was Ohio Valley Player of the Year offensive in 1997-1998? And think about the royalty that he followed at Tennessee State. So it's no surprise, in fact, that after reading about this young man, that he wasn't going to be successful. Because look what he followed at Tennessee State, the quarterback position. Andrew Sticken, Joe Gilliam, Gilbert Riffro, Brian Ramson. So I can tell why at his time in Cedar Grove High School, he sent 30 players to the pros. 6 prep All-Americans and 3 players drafted here in the 2022 NFL draft. Justin Schaefer started at the University of Georgia, 51 career starts, national champion. And you want to talk about Justin Schaefer, all you got to do is go back to the Orange Bowl game and see how he handled Aiden Hutchinson, then Jelani Woods, Freakazoid, all first team, all ACC, 4'6", 40, 260 pounds. Had 44 receptions in the ACC this year, 598 yards, 8 touchdowns. And his coach, Frank Wright, is in love with him. Went to Oklahoma State as a quarterback and then switched over to tight end. And you know what? He's only 3 hours from getting his master's, graduated from Oklahoma State. And then D'Angelo Malone. 46 quarterback hits, 34 sacks in his career. 60 tackles for loss in Western Kentucky. 2 edge burner. Closing burst is outstanding. His mortar is nonstop. Great run defender. And Coach Smith was behind all these 3 players that went in the 2022 NFL draft. Cedar Grove, you should be proud of those young men getting drafted today. And what Coach Smith is doing at the University of Arkansas, I'm proud of him. And you know what? This year, I'm going to make it my bones to go see some Cedar Grove high school games. And when I think about Cedar Grove and what Coach Smith has built, dog mentality, killer instinct, 3A, 3 class A school. Those people in that community should be awfully proud. That's a foundation of high school football that's happening at Cedar Grove. And to the parents and to the former coach, today I want to honor and give you all love and respect. Myself, Vincent Turner, 100 yards of football. That's what it's about, man. Making young men realize their dreams. And Coach Smith, I see you one day as being a head coach at his highest level. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure to honor that school over there at 2360 River Road, Ellenwood, Georgia, 30294. It's been my honor. It's been my pleasure. Just like the great group Tony, Tony, Tony out of Oakland, California. Yo, you didn't think we could flip it on your ass. Something for the dance floor in a real way is going down like this forever and ever. Cedar Grove High School. Y'all special, man. And I'm going to make it my bones to come see y'all play some games this year. Thank you.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like the video, please come in and share it. And y'all be blessed. 100 yards football. Cedar Grove High School.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.